Members call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. A quorum is present. Representative Anderson moves the minutes for Monday, May 3rd, 2010. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion prevails. I will move the proposed supplemental calendar for Tuesday, May 4th, 2010. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, and I guess this is primarily directed towards Representative Detmer and Anderson, we're going to be setting time parameters for the House File 2614, the Huntley Bill, the Health Bill. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to go into session and break for caucus, and I'm assuming you haven't caucused this bill yet. You'll be caucusing it this morning. We'll recess this committee and get a general sense of the amount of discussion the amendments your side has and we have. We'll come back. Caucus will probably be an hour, maybe more if you need some more time. But we'll come back here after both sides have caucused and set the time parameters for Health and Human Services. This bill has gone anywhere from 11 hours and 40 minutes, which I think was excessive, to back in 2005, 4 hours and 48 minutes, and 3 hours and 16 minutes. So those are kind of the highs and the lows. If we can get somewhere in between, that'd be nice. So hopefully
what
you can
was
pass.
The longest one, Mr. Chairman?
The longest one was 11 hours and 40 minutes.
I thought it was longer than that. But
it certainly felt like it.
When was that?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, what year was that?
That was in 2007. Yeah. But it was improved upon in 2009 down to 8 hours and 54 minutes.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Winkler.
Could we approve a time limit now? And if there's something that you hear in the meantime that changes, we could change it?
We could, but the lead of the committee and the minority leader isn't here, so I'd much rather get their input.
Mr. Chair, just an observation to that point. If one of the two caucuses could tell us if the governor is going to sign the bill, that may cut down debate. If word comes back, it's automatically vetoed. Then we could narrow our discussion, couldn't we?
I certainly think so. All right. So if you could pass that along to Minority Leader Zellers and Lead Gunther, that'd be great. All right, we're in recess. Call the committee back to order. Members, we're looking at the time parameters for the bills that are on the supplemental calendar. Let's take the first bill first. This is the Huntley bill we'll be taking up today, the Omnibus HHS bill. And I know the majority caucus has 13 amendments.
Oh.
Representative Seifert, you know how many your side has?
before you're
blown away by the 13, I've been informed that your side has over 50 amendments.
I don't know, Mr. Chair. I know I have one or two myself that I haven't told the minority leader about, but...
Then that's over 50.
Are we looking at 16 hours?
Well, so...
Mr. Chair, when
we look at the history again...
11 and 9?
Last year's took 9 hours.
And 2 years ago, I think, took 8 hours, and 3 years ago, took 12 hours, right, Mr. Chair?
Yes. So,
what's the average?
Older than pizza.
Well, I know we're going to be here for a while, but let's at least let the public and everybody else know approximately how long we're going to be here. So, does 8 hours sound, I hate to use the word reasonable, but does 8 hours sound reasonable?
Mr. Chair, it's reasonable if the bill's going to be vetoed. Can one side or the other stand up and say, the bill's going to be vetoed, and we make it 15 minutes and save the state and everyone a lot of pain and agony here, and money, because it is costly.
I'm fine with that as well.
I'm not offering that as an amendment.
I know. your point is very well taken by this, Chair.
I don't know. I mean, Mr. Chair, I'd say the last year was, but I think out of fairness, if they could rotate, you know, I think one fear that people on our side have is that, you know, if you guys do have 13, and sure. I don't know that you do, that, you know, that eats up most of the time, and people introduce their amendment and go on and give the personal history of everything, and then our guys feel like they don't have an honest chance of offering it because the time just gets all chewed to pieces with majority amendments. So I don't know if there's a way of
There's
flipping them back and forth or something.
There's a way of doing that, Representative Seifert. What is needed is that the minority amendments have to be delivered to the front desk. There's a lot of times where they come in one at a time.
Mine's already submitted.
Okay, that is good. And usually the majority party offers, if not all their amendments, right at the front end. They just give it to the front desk, so it's a lot easier to go back and forth between minority and majority amendments if the amendments are at the desk. So as a suggestion to the minority, that would be helpful in making sure that your amendments get due time as well. So, and I've already instructed the members of my caucus to be as brief as possible in presentation of this bill and their amendments. Representative Zellers, welcome to the Rules Committee. You're right in the middle of the discussion here about potentially 8 hours for this bill. I know our side has 13 amendments. I've heard your side has upwards of 50 amendments. Does 8 hours seem reasonable, or would you think longer? With the caveat that you do not like the time parameters in the first place and all of that as well.
It's a brevity of our discussion, Mr. Chairman. I don't know that all the amendments, again, some of them are based on the bill, and if an amendment by the majority party changes the bill in a way that one of our members would like to change back or make an adjustment to the change, I said it's just hard to say, and I don't say that as being opposed to the process, Mr. Chairman. It's just, in some cases, as we've seen with some pretty innocuous bills this year, they get wrapped around the axle pretty tight, and it takes a long time to unwind them. And so, I don't know any number specific, and unlike your members, Mr. Chairman, some of my members don't actually come to me and say, here's what I'm going to offer today on the House floor. So, I just can't honestly say, but I'd say that discussion, the sooner we get to the amendments, the better, is always appreciated. And I will encourage our members, those that have them, to turn their amendments in. Representative Seifert has been gracious enough to do that. Several other members have already done that, so they are at the desk.
That is helpful. Okay, Representative Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, just a comment on the rotation. If that were done, I think it would be important to keep in mind that this bill has three division reports within it, and there is the courtesy to allow the authors to get the bill in the form that they want to present the bill, and there's potentially three different authors. So I would just mention to Representative Seifert that if there is a rotation, that we would need to accommodate that. And I have no idea what amendments the authors may or may not have.
Absolutely. And I do know of one Huntley author's amendment we'll be taking up first. Representative Pawlowski.
Mr. Chair, on this bill, is it very likely going to be vetoed that has the possibility of 63 amendments? Will the 8-hour time limit be enforced? Or if we get to 8 hours, and we've only gotten through 20 amendments, is it then 10 or 12 or 15 hours? Are we going to enforce the 8 hours? Because I think both sides better know that if we're enforcing the 8 hours and you want to get through 63 amendments, you better move.
And that, as you know, and hopefully everybody around the table knows, that is the will of the body to decide if the 8 hours will be enforced.
But
the motion
Mr. Chair, the motion has to be made.
Yes. Yeah.
At 8 hours.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Silver.
If you look at the history that we've had before, we've had from 12 to 8, let me just suggest 9. Today and try our best to stick by that
okay.
Allows opportunities.
All right, 9 hours will be the motion for the time parameters. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We got to do the other ones too, since we're here. The other bills in the supplemental calendar, number 2 is another Huntley bill. This is Department of Human Services technical bill, 1 hour. Number 3, Senate file 525, body art procedures and establishments regulated, 45 minutes. Number 4, House file 2116, vehicle registration fees raised, credit cards for transactions, 45 minutes. Number 5, House File 2037, a Solberg bill, dedicated general fund accounts moved to special revenue fund. Representative Solberg?
20 minutes is very well.
20 minutes. Number 6, Senate File 2510, Obermueller, workforce development policy omnibus bill, 90 minutes. Number 7, Senate File 2974, Huntley bill, electronic health record technology, 90 minutes. Any discussion to those parameters? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Oh.
Motion prevails. Thank you, members. We're in recess.
Recess.